I'm so glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. I'm glad to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're always glad you're here. We hope you'll come back and join us again. Several announcements to call to your attention today. First is, notice that Sunday School Rally Day is next Sunday. Please join us at 8:45. There is information in your Go and Serve about that. We have a big day planned. We look forward to your coming to be with us. Shannon would like to talk about Family Promise. I told her I was going to call her Matilda just to confuse everybody. Shannon. I got a couple of prayer requests I need to let you know about, I think. First, we have that Steve Isaacson's brother died, so please remember to keep he and Tess and the family in your prayers. And also, I've received word that Virginia Militello, if you remember Virginia, is not doing well. She has some cancer, and she is not doing well. So please remember to keep her in your thoughts and prayers as well. If you do anything on computers, you know that cutting and pasting can sometimes not always work well. And I mentioned, do what? It sounds like a small bulletin issue. I just noticed that when you're reading the gospel, I'm going to quit and you'll still have some more words there. Those words are left previous cut and paste that didn't get cut. Okay, so they're not supposed to be there. I will end the word time, and then there's other words after that I'm going to ignore. So anyway, they're not supposed to be there. Just didn't want you to really wrong. But I also need then to tell you about, you saw maybe in the Friday e-newsletter, and you'll see in the Go and Serve today, big issue about selling the bus. Y'all see all that? It's a real interesting little snippet of information. This has been going on for 2 or 3 weeks, and I didn't want to give you all that information way ahead of time in case something happened and the bus sale fell through. That would have burdened you with all this information that you didn't need if that were to happen. But then I thought on Friday, I said, well, we're selling the bus on Monday. Go ahead and alert them so they don't show up on Tuesday and find the bus gone and think it's stolen again or something, you know. So I put that out Friday, and I put that in the Go and Serve for today. And last night about 5 o'clock, guess what? It fell through. So you can ignore all that. No, we still have the bus, and we're going to for a little while. But anyway, it was real exciting for a while there, but that has fallen through. We had a wonderful music camp this week. It was absolutely wonderful all morning, all the energy and excitement and smiles. And Jim, I know you want to talk about that briefly. 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 Sarah.
Good morning. I have some very eager and excited early riser teenagers who are going to help you this morning with my announcement, right?
Yeah.
Graceworks, hold it up high. Get excited. Graceworks, we have a mission trip. Hold it up high. Shake it. Woo! We have Camp Love and Bridge Building and Camp Gift. And these kids were involved in a lot. And we always kick off our year with Rally Day. So I have a question for you guys. If you have had a child go through the youth program here at Redeemer, will you please stand and remain standing? If you have a child that is currently in the youth program at Redeemer, please rise and continue standing. If you are someone in this congregation who values youth ministry, thinks it's important to this congregation to take lives of our youth, please stand up. Stand up. Everyone who is standing, Annie, you can see that you, oh, if you're a youth, please stand up. You are all invited to Rally Day next Sunday. We will have lunch after worship, and we will gather as a community to celebrate kicking off the year with our youth and our Redeemer family. It's a kickoff for our youth, but they need to know that this entire congregation loves and supports them. I promise, like I did last year, that you won't have to do Uber Silly Sarah games. They'll just be Silly Sarah games. We'll save the Uber ones for the kids. We thank you already for your support of this ministry, and we hope that you will join us next Sunday for our Rally Day after worship. You guys can go ahead.
Paul, you don't have to go. This is a thing they do every year in terms of as the rising ninth graders get ready to enter our senior high youth group. They get kidnapped and spend the day together today. And they have a worship service of their own they'll be doing and joining in a little bit later. So anyway, they were trying to figure out when to kidnap them and decided this morning would be just the thing. So, anyway, let's prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, abounding in steadfast love toward us, healing the sick and raising the dead, showering us with every good gift. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God, confessing our sin. Just and gracious God, we come to you for healing and life. Our sins hurt others and diminish us. We confess them to you. Our lives bear the scars of sin. We bring these also to you. Show us your mercy, O God. Bind up our wounds, forgive us our sins, and free us to love for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Apostle Paul assures us, when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ, nailing the record of our sins to the cross. Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. Be at peace and tell everyone how much God has done for you. Amen.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, judge eternal, you love justice and hate oppression, and you call us to share your zeal for truth. Give us courage to take our stand with all victims of bloodshed and greed, and following your servants and prophets to look to the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
First lesson is a reading from Jeremiah. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesied lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long? Will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back, those who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart? They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Second lesson is a reading from Hebrews. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab, the prostitute, did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We've got a project underway at our house, but I have to say it's a labor of love. You see, Michael was born almost 28 years ago, and Jeremy will soon be 25, and our project lately has been to go through our boxes and boxes and boxes of family pictures. I should have bought stock in Kodak. We have a lot of pictures. We've got pictures of them as babies, pictures of everyone we knew at that time holding them as babies, pictures of them growing up, pictures of back when they were cute. pictures of this family outing or that family trip. Looking at these pictures, I've realized, did our kids pose with Mickey Mouse? No, it seems Goofy was their choice. We have boxes and boxes of photos just waiting to be sorted, and all of them not in any real order at all. So one minute you're looking at one of the boys when he was little, and the next you see one in college. It's quite a task to go through these pictures. Oh, okay, as Nan goes through these pictures. Mostly my role has been simply to enjoy them once she's gotten them sorted. And enjoy is the right word, because with every picture comes 1,000 words of memories. We see the picture, and it's almost like we're back in that moment again, on this trip or that excursion, standing next to Goofy maybe, enjoying sharing an adventure and being a family together. And it's fun to see how they have grown and to know that their lives continue to change, and we're on that journey of constantly becoming. All those years together have helped shape who they are and helped give meaning and purpose to the things that happen and that we share today and tomorrow. The author of our second reading from Hebrews today was doing something like that. You might say he was looking at a photo album of his family, only the family album he was looking at was the family of God. Our lesson picks up the photo album near the end of the chapter, and from the very beginning we learn what the album is about. Now faith, the author says, is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Then, beginning with Adam and going all the way through Abraham, he highlights their faithful witness to God. By faith they did this. By faith they did that. By the time our reading picks up, he's carried it forward to the time of Moses. And he talks about how the people of Israel had faith and were able to pass through the sea on dry land. But when the Egyptians pursuing them tried it without faith, they drowned. On and on he goes, briefly touching on the great men and women of faith and all that God accomplished through them. It's an astounding summary that fills the believer with awe. But why should we look at something like this? What does it mean for our lives of faith? Well, in looking, we learn who we are. We learn that we're not alone and that we're part of a family with particular traits and characteristics. This is the kind of people we are and should be, we learn. Their faith is the kind of faith that we should have. In our faith, we should find God at work in us just like God was at work in them. As Brian Whitfield writes, so we learn that faith endures. Faith trusts God's promises even when the present calls those promises into question. In the face of suffering, faith holds on and holds out because of the certainty of a future in which God has something better in store. These are the lessons from our family photo album. We remember our company. We remember we're not alone. But that's not all. As great as these men and women of faith were, they still fell short of the finish line. You see, they didn't know Jesus. And as great as they were, Jesus makes all the difference. The author of Hebrews calls him the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, the one who wipes away our guilt and sin and gives the victory to us. In God's photo album, our spot is not next to Goofy, but to Jesus. And on all the excursions of our lives, they are all family trips as we are surrounded by the family of faith. and most importantly, led by Jesus, always in God's care. So remember, God has a project he's working on. He's sorting through his pictures and laying them out on his dining room table. And right in the middle is one very special picture. A picture he keeps because he loves sharing the adventure of life together. A picture he keeps because he loves the one in it. It's you. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, sustain the faith of your church. Empower us to speak your word faithfully. Turn us toward living and speaking your way in all things. Give us a vision of your kingdom here and inspire our hearts to new, true, and faithful living. Lord, in your mercy, Creator God, open our hearts to appreciate the beauty with which you have filled the land, the waters, and the sky. Guide us to live in peace and harmony with all creation. Remind us that we are stewards of all your gifts, and renew our gratitude for your many blessings. Lord, in your mercy, living Savior, come to the aid of those who suffer and deliver them from their afflictions, that they may know your healing and comforting power. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, empowering Redeemer, enable each of us to hear your call and to offer our lives for you. Grant each of us the wisdom to discern how we might faithfully serve you and one another through the ministries of this congregation and in our daily lives. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks to you, our Heavenly Father, that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. May their example of holy living inspire our own living. Make us your saints, saved and redeemed in love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray.
God, have mercy and grace. The eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need, through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
He was betrayed. Our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people, carrying us in your arms and satisfying us with this food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming that the reign of God has come near, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.